Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much, best listeners in the house. We are so excited. This has been an incredible season, And I am so grateful. Look, I never timestamp my shows because I know you might be seeing this next June, next July, because we're really good at what we do and we get this out there and it gets out there and it gets shared. And you're the best audience because you share, you comment, you call, you email, you tell me what you like. You guys are super active and I appreciate that because I juice off that energy. But look, at we are coming to the finale and the closure of an incredible year that you have been such a part of. And we have had rock star after rock star after rock star that's been willing to open up and share with you guys so you can be inspired or laugh with us about taking the mission. Because you're either on one, you're about to take one, and you have a new opportunity because you too can go for it in 2024. And I'm laughing at myself at throwing in there because you guys know I don't really do that kind of stuff. But Go For It 2024 is the name of the summit for the Stand Up, Speak Up, and Show Up event that you guys have been rocking out at. And that's how we're kicking off January 8th, 2024. So we're going to get this podcast out ASAP. It's going to rise to the top because I just timestamped us. Lucky you and lucky us. Because guess who's in the house tonight? It is Viola. And that's right. Get it right. Because if you don't, her husband will make sure that you do. This is Viola. And we had a great conversation. We got put together by one of our speakers in the summit, actually. And we had a great conversation. And this woman has what I would say one of those classic mission accepted. You know, when you're in a situation and you consciously choose for whatever situation shows up to go, that's right, I'm going to exit stage left and I'm going to make my world rock. And so please welcome Viola to the show today. And she's going to talk to us about this little thing she's got called Millionaire Nurse CEO. And so introduce yourself, please. And welcome to the Mission Accepted show.
Well, thank you. You have been absolutely gracious. You have been absolutely wonderful. And listen, I am a fan. All right. So let's just start this off. So my name is Dr. Viola Pierce, and I am the CEO of VP Nursing and the Nurse Nurturer. One is a nonprofit and one is a for-profit. And what we do is we teach nurses to work from anywhere around the world, making money and owning their own time, building profitable nurse coaching and consulting businesses.
Wow. So look, I know a little bit of the backstory, which is why I asked this woman to come onto the show and share, because look, I think we've all had those experiences where we felt like something just wasn't quite right. We didn't really know if we had voice. We may have been in a particular sector or culture or philosophy or methodology around our careers or around our families or any kind of sort of structure. And she's got a pretty cool story that she decided to make a change. And many times it's not an easy decision to make a change. We talk about it on these shows, or we're standing on stage and we're like, yeah, da 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 da, from my mess to my message, and here we are. But there is like emotional time, there's decision making, there's considerations, there's family, my family, your family, who it's going to affect, and it's going to change the dynamics. There's all sorts of things that goes on in the background. And so look, at when, I mean, obviously we're talking about nurses today. But whatever you, whoever you are, and whatever who's listening to us, you may have that time where you need to make change. And then much like you, we take on a bit of a mission, not just for ourselves for that change, but then we want to envelop that and we want to incorporate that and we want to share that message. And obviously we both have international businesses where your information is global. I mean, I think empowerment is a pretty global conversation to be having, but in a sector where necessarily you weren't feeling maybe empowered or heard or what have you, or able to make decisions for your family that were going to suit you. Maybe can you give us a little backstory on why you're sitting here rocking out the world of helping nurses?
Well, so let's give my mama some props, because she was an amazing person. She passed away last year. And one of the things that she did was she encouraged me to go into nursing. I wanted to be an engineer from the very beginning. And she was like, nah, we can't do that. Let's do nursing. And so we did nursing. So I've been a nurse at this point for a number of years, and worked in the emergency department for about 15 years. And I, you know, went up to a managerial role, and because I believed, you know, over the years, what happened was it was almost like the frog that's in the cool water, and that's the water, it heats up and it heats up and it heats up, right? And you don't realize that you're cooking, and then all of a sudden it's just like, it's, you know, you're just dying, right? And so I was like, it was crazy. It was like, we did not have enough support. I just saw patient after patient come in, and having to take care of those patients efficiently and effectively was really hard. And so I said, well, what I knew that if I was not at the table, then I was on the menu. And so I went back and I got degree after degree after degree, because I felt like that was what I needed to do as an African-American female, is to get to that table. And I felt like I couldn't get to that table unless I had all these degrees. So I went back and I got all these degrees. After I got the degrees, I got to the table. They didn't want to hear what I had to say. And so I remember I walked into, because I was the readmissions manager at this particular hospital, and I remember I walked into an office with the COO. And I remember saying to him that we're going to work on the back end, because, you know, I knew when I was in the emergency department at one point in time that we were performing sick care. It was really not health care. It was sick care, because we were working reactively, trying to fix in 10 days what has happened over the last 10 years or 20 years. And that was not helping, right? We couldn't do that. And so what I said was, well, we're going to work on the back end, but then we need to start working on the front end to help the nurses that are coming down the line, because that's what I cared about, was the nurses, right? Mm-hmm. And sure enough, he said, well, we don't want to keep the patients out of the hospital. And that's when I knew that his mission, vision, and values did not align with mine, because people are going to come into the hospital. We're not going to get to every single solitary person, right?
Right.
But the deal was that we need to make a sustainable change. And when I knew that, I was like, well, you know, this is not where I want to be. And I knew that I saw nurses who were going in performing 12-hour shifts. And us as women, we're the ones, which the majority of nurses are women, right? Mm-hmm. We're the ones who are going in on these 12-hour shifts. You know, the daycare opens at 8:00. They close at 5:00. Yet we're the ones who are held with the responsibility, right, to go out and, you know, bring home the bacon, right, and also take care of our children. And then we have these children that are latchkey kids, and we're not able to do it because we're W-2 employees, and because it takes away, you know, taxes take away about 50% of your income anyway. So we as nurses to have the ability to change the face of healthcare as we know it, all we have to do is we have to understand business. And so once I understood that, it was game changing. And so that's when I decided to teach nurses how to change, go into business for themselves.
Wow. I would love to say, what a unique story. But what I'm happy to say is, what a great ending to a beginning. So why don't we kind of flip a little bit to, now, there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there, there's a lot of people on a mission, and they have the most incredible idea, right? And you had that download, that message, that, what, you know, we all call it different things. And you're like, oh, I just need to teach them business. And then your business starts, right? So tell me what it was, how did you go about gathering this information or getting this information out there? Like, you know, we're nurses, ready to hear it? Were they scared to hear it? Were they like, I don't know if I can go learn business. This is what I do. Like, What was some of that stuff that you had to work through to get to where you are today, where you're having a conference every year? You know, I've seen pictures, I've seen videos, I've seen, you know, heard the testimonials, but what was that? That would have been maybe a bit of, you have to change people's minds. It reminds me of when I fell in love with holistic medicine, when I came out of the music industry and then tried teaching people about aromatherapy. They're like, aroma what? Like, I'm not sure, you know? So what was that about?
So it's interesting because I started it as a nonprofit, and I started it as a nonprofit because I felt like I didn't have any resources in order to be able to really pay for to get a business started. And so my nonprofit was just a nurse nurturer, was to equip nurses to be spiritually and physically responsible, financially stable in order to live their perfect life, right? But what I found with the nonprofit was that if you can't, you know, the nonprofit still needs to make profit. I mean, it just is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. And so so one of my coaches, I decided to get a coach. And when I got a coach, my coach said, I really don't know how to navigate the nonprofit space, but I do know how to navigate the for-profit space. And so that's when I started my for-profit. And once I started the for-profit, then I was all over the place. Like, I was doing financial literacy because I went from bankruptcy to a credit score of over 800, right? I was doing, I was being a health and wellness coach because I was a nurse and because, you know, I had at least that. I was doing all kinds of things. And then I thought, well, it's the money that, because once you get whole, and you need to have some money in order to be able to live your life, because money makes a difference between an emergency and a mere inconvenience. If it's cold outside, okay, if it is cold outside and your heating unit goes out and it costs $5,000 to fix it, and that makes the difference, if you don't have that money, that is an emergency. But it's a mere inconvenience for you to just wait for the HVAC person to get there if you got the money in order to pay them to do it, right? Mm-hmm. And the reality was that I understood that. I understood that at the core, because a lot of times, a lot of people don't want to talk about money. They don't want to have that conversation. And they don't want to have that conversation because it's not cool. It's not, you know, it's not cool to have that conversation. And I said, we're going to have this conversation. And so then that's when I understood that I needed to teach nurses how to go into business, because business would give them the financial resources that they need. And they already had the knowledge. That's how I came up with just coaches and consultants, because I don't teach you how to go into a home health business. I don't teach you how to help in a home, a med spa. I'm very niche. Coaches and consultants, nurses, that's it.
So you teach nurses, just to pair it back to you, so there's clarification, you teach nurses how to be coaches and consultants.
Right.
And one of the ways that you were able to get them to see that picture was having real conversations about the thing that people feel embarrassed about or shamed about or confused about or, you know, miss about it. That's a true conversation about money.
Well, it was messaging too, right? Mm-hmm. Because my messaging was all over the place initially. Like, people were like, build your email list. And I was like, well, how do you do that? So I was like giving stuff away. I was like giving necklaces away. People didn't want to go into business because they wanted a necklace, right?
Yeah.
They wanted to go into business because they wanted to go into business. So I needed to change my messaging, but I didn't know how to change my messaging. And so once I understood my messaging and once I understood exactly what I was doing, I said, oh, it's on now.
Okay. Okay. So it took you, you know, how long did it take from that time that COO message, like that clarification that you got, that, ooh, this ain't going to work. From that to when you opened your doors and you were like, okay, what was your time frame?
It was about a couple of years.
Yeah, right? Right? I mean, I think that's important for people to know, right? And really, a couple of years to learn everything you need to do to go and click and conference and what have you. So let's talk about some of the good stuff. Let's talk about some of the fun stuff that everyone thinks is going to come in 2 weeks. What's happening for nurses now? Like, what's some of the things that are going on for nurses now? Like, what, you know, how is this making a difference in the world?
So I just give an example of one of
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I have one client that she started with me. She had no business acumen. She was trapped. She's a travel nurse. She absolutely hated it. She was a renal nurse, okay? So renal nurses are kind of niche in that, like us in the emergency department, like we're not trying to deal with your port, okay, your renal yeah. port, number one, and we're not trying to deliver your child, okay? That's just it. We're jack of all trades, master of not them too, okay?
Okay.
So she's a renal nurse, and so she had been a manager of a DON, of a director of nursing of a dialysis agency. So within 6 weeks of her signing up for my course, she had a six-figure contract. 7 months after then, she had a contract with Laureus, and now she has Laureus up and down the East Coast, where all she does is their renal cases. And then she also has a physician practice that she has a six-figure contract with them to teach their patients. Because what I teach my clients is that you can't go for the patients, but you have to do the patients prior to them getting sick, because you have competing dollars whenever you have them as they get sick. So you have to create a space where you can have a sustainable business, but then they can get served as well, right? So it's a dual thing, but you have to just understand how to bridge that paradigm. So she's multiple six-figure business. She's been in business since that time and has just done an amazing job. She's been able to be there for her child, because the mortality rate for African-American females when they birth children in the U.S. is high, okay? And so she was able to be there for her child who had complications when she had her child, mm-hmm. and was able to be there every single time because she owned her own business. She owned her own time. So it has just been amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's refreshing. It's refreshing. And I know that's not a very empowering word, but it is refreshing. I think when you wake up and you're like, oh, right? The lift of burden is off. And having someone, I mean, I'm a big advocate of coaches. Absolutely. People ask me, I'll tell them I am one. I advocate for them. I go, right? Go. Don't, I mean, it took you 2 years, someone could go to you and you can shorten that window, right? Just like you went and got experts on how to build an email list. And we've all experted our ways to be experts, right? Okay.
Right.
So, but it is nice to ease that burden. Like, I think just listening to your story alone, you know, you've got people in the health and wellness industry, and I know a lot about the health and wellness industry, that are under a lot of duress, right? Got a lot of servant leaders that are needing servant leading. You know what I mean? It's been tough. So tell us a little bit about, I know we're coming up to time, but I want to tell us a little bit about what happens at your conference. Because look at, if you're out there and you are in this sector, right? If you're in the health and wellness sector, if you're in the nursing sector, it is nice. I mean, the one thing I love about conferences is being with your people, right? Mm-hmm. Being with your people. It is really inspiring and motivating. Honestly, it's almost like they say being in a sound bath, right? It's like your people talking your language, talking your vibration. So tell us a little bit about your conference, because you guys are doing this every year. And then tell us a little bit more about really how people can get in touch with you. And if there's anything that you want to say today that we haven't covered, please feel free.
Our conference is great. First of all, I've always wanted to have a space, because I've been to many nursing conferences, and you want to, for lack of better words, stab yourself, because they are so boring, okay? And so what we are very intentional about is creating an experience for you, an experience that is like no other. That's number one. Number two, you get a lot of golden nuggets when you come to our conference. And you also get the opportunity to network with the other nurse entrepreneurs, because nurse entrepreneurship is not something that, you know, it's just been around for years and years and years and years. It's just something that's fairly new. And the reality is that you want to be able to, because I'm a firm believer that you're the sum total of the five people. It's a Jim Rohn quote. You know, you're the sum total of the five people that you hang out with the most. And if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. So I'm a firm believer that you have to hang out with people who are smarter than you are. And one of the things things that I wanted to highlight, and I'm glad that you asked me that, is because I wanted to highlight that, you know, people, a lot of times what they do is they get to the end of their lives. And I see this, you know, a lot. They get to the end of their lives and they have this regret, right? And they have this regret over, you know, what they could have done. And what I tell people is that, you know, fear is a fallacy, right? It is so a fallacy. It is not something that is even real, right? And so fear is just a stepping stone to your success, or failure is the stepping stone to your success. But people are so scared that they're going to fail that they don't even move one step. And, you know, I had this lady that came to me, and I had a misspelled word on my, on one of my posts. Now, I don't post most of the time for myself. I have a team that does that. And I had a misspelled word, and she was freaking out. Like, she was like, did you get that word spelled right?
Uh-huh. Oh, sister, we are sisters from another mister. You guys told you. I said to people, do you know I'm changing the world? I don't have time for grammar. But anyway, go ahead. Tell me the story. I'm laughing. I'm sorry. It happened to me yesterday. Go ahead. Tell your story. I'm sorry. I don't want to take your stage.
So she said to me, she said, she said, did you change that word? And I was like, well, I mean, it's on a Canva post. So literally, and it's all over the place. Like we post everywhere. Right. And I was like, so I didn't. And she was like, well, that decreases your credibility. I was like, I am Dr. Viola Pitch. I teach nurses how to work from their computers anywhere around the world, making money and owning their own time. It does not decrease my credibility at all. I'm good. I promise you. So
everyone who's listening right now, that's one of those people, they just stop following me because I'm laughing. Because I appreciate you out there. What a gift. I'm so glad you have it. I don't. I don't. And there's things that slip through, right? So so love us in our imperfections, but our vision, our mission and our vision is just a little bigger. So don't be upset with us and don't stop following us, because we're here to help. Oh my gosh, I don't know why I'm just like laughing, but it's so cool. Yes, okay. Good stuff. Get it together, Deb. This is why we don't edit. This is seriously why we don't edit. But no, honestly, I think because when you have a vision and a mission as big as yours and as big as me, we know it's cute. It's funny and we appreciate it. I actually will screenshot it. And if my team can fix it, that's awesome. I actually last night, because it was a friend of mine that I knew would like keep texting me. So I went in, I think at midnight with my exhaustion, and changed the word on a personal post. It wasn't even business. So bless you. And don't stop following us. No. Come to our classes. Okay, look.
Perfection is an illusion, right? It's an illusion.
Perfection is an illusion. Yes.
And you're never gonna get it perfect. And, you know, And the reality is that, you know, I'm Christian. And so, you know, I you know, I'm Southern Christian at that.
Oh, okay? you bless them.
Yeah. So we literally live in the Bible Belt. Okay. Yeah. And so people are judgmental. Right. And so, you know, there's this is the way I look at it. T.D. Jakes made this reference one time. He said that there's a shore of perfection. Okay. And there's people that are 50 meters from the shore that are judging people that are 100 meters from the shore, right? And the reality is that if you're judging me, then you're probably right beside me. You're probably 100 meters as well, because judgment, it's just, don't judge me, you know? The reality is that if we're really good friends, and you know, that's the reason why you changed that post. I wasn't really good friends with this young lady, and so I didn't change the post. And I just, you know, I was okay with the imperfection, because like you said, the mission is so much, much bigger than that. And so, and I can tell you where to follow me whenever you get there.
Yeah. We're going to have an off-camera conversation. Okay. So here it is. I have a question for you that is completely off that bit. Look, you coach, you conference, and you cheer on. That's what I hear. You coach, you conference, and you cheer on women that deserve and want to have more availability and more accessibility in their lives in the nursing profession. So I'm going to ask you a completely different question. You're on your way to, you're going to a desert. Oh, go ahead.
I'm a little scared, but go ahead.
No. This is a good question. It's just off topic, right? It's like who, you know, so I don't know if you know, but I come from the music world and I love music. Like I am all in for music. So people are like, oh yeah, watch out. No, kidding. You are on your way to a desert island and it's you and you. And you have one suitcase and you only have room in that one suitcase for one album. Which one you taking with you?
That is tough.
I know, right?
It's tough.
It's a nice question, but a tough question.
It's a tough question. So I want to take a gospel song with mm-hmm. me or a gospel album with me. But I think that the album that I would take, and the reason why, is because what I found out, I just went on a cruise. And I just found out that that Michael Jackson is probably one of the most amazing artists of all times, right? Mm-hmm. And they, at the end, sang The Man in the Mirror. Mm-hmm. So it would have to be whatever album that song
Whatever album. Michael Jackson's The Man in the Mirror. It's a great song. I've listened to it many, many, many times. It's very inspiring and motivating and has its own uplift, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a great one. That's a great one. So look, please tell our audience that are listening and watching where to reach you. Of course, as always, we will have it in the show notes. And where can people reach you?
So they can go to our website at V as in Victor, P as in Paul, nursing.com to look over. We have a book called The Audacity of Execution. You can purchase the book. Also, We do master classes about every month. We have a YouTube channel called The Nurse Nurturer. On Instagram, we're at VP Nursing, and everywhere else, VP Nursing, and Viola Pierce, anywhere else that you want.
All right. That was awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today. And listeners and viewers, as always, thank you so much for everything you do and share. And this whole channel is about sharing how people have made change in the world. And we know that we get inspired. You know, it's always been like that one word or one book or whatever. And so we just really appreciate you. We have just gotten this party started with the 262. So if you want to talk about inspiration and motivation and women making change, come on the 8th day, January 8th, February 8th. And once we meet that great day of March 8th, International Women's Day, we're going to go 8 weeks in a row and close out with the most powerful conference on May 11th. So come see women just like who you heard from today, Dr. Viola, right? I'm just making sure I say that right. Viola Pierce. Making change, making inspiration, making movements. So, and if you would like to be sitting where she's sitting in that amazing chair, then you know how to reach out to me. This is not difficult. It's dev@devdrummond.com. So we'd love to have you on the show if you feel like this is the place for you to be. So thank you again. Thanks so much for being with us today. You guys, until we meet again, you be well and stay groovy. Bye for now.